Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jess, and I'm so excited to talk about what we are going to talk about today. So welcome to the show if you're new. I'm so happy you are here. If you are not new, welcome back. On this show, we break down exactly what the title of this podcast states, which is all things spiritual, the divine, the magic, all of the different dimensions of quantum reality and our opportunity to expand our highest selves and evolve and grow into our purpose here on this planet as spiritual beings who are having a human experience, not the other way around. We talk about all the things that help us with that evolution here on this podcast. We also talk about the hustling versions of ourselves, but not the toxic hustling versions of ourselves. Nuh-uh, that's old paradigm. We don't go there on this show. We talk about the new way to build a business, new ways to make money, new ways to step into true leadership and power and impact that are from a state of deep feminine alignment. And so we do this through some solos that I drop, interviews with some of the most incredible lightworker, thought leader, badass business and spiritual voices in the space. And every Thursday here on the Unlocking series, we unpack a tiny little key that can help you unlock even more of your own light, your own power, your own joy, your own success, your own impact, vitality, beauty, self-love, self-worth. It's all here on the Unlocking. We go in all the directions. And today, I want to talk about a super tool in the toolkit called Your Career and Your Life. And that is the power of presence. And before I break down actually the tactical recommendations and strategies and tips and steps that you can take up more space, to be more fully remembered and magnetic in your own personal presence, I actually felt called today to start with a very short paragraph from my newest book, The Light Work, Reclaim Your Feminine Power, Live Your Cosmic Truth, and Illuminate the World. And spoiler alert, hopefully you've read the book. If you haven't read the book, I highly encourage you to go get it. I'll leave a link to it in the show notes. But if you've read the book, you might remember this, but I'm giving a nod. I'm reading a paragraph actually from the final page of the book. So if you haven't read it yet, if you're halfway through it, if you've already read it, spoiler alert, you have been warned. But I felt that this paragraph, which I channeled, I remember writing this. I was on a month-long sabbatical in Uvita, Costa Rica, and this poured through me, this paragraph. And I remember sitting at this table in the restaurant of this hotel that I was staying at, bawling my eyes out because I really, from the bottom of my soul, wanted the reader to walk away from this remembrance of who she really is. So I'm going to just dive in and then we're going to get into the tactics. The word light can also be defined as brilliant, luminous, rich, sunny, glowing, unobscured, lustrous, bright, and radiant. Imagine the woman who embodies that frequency everywhere she goes, who gets described that way when she's not in the room, who has a sparkle in her eye and a smile that beams across the room when she is, the one you cannot take your eyes off of, the one who makes you feel safe and championed to shine brightly in your light because she's so clear and confident in hers, the woman who radiates a palpable sense of joy magnetism, and fun that you feel in your own heart whenever you're around her. The one who makes this world a better place simply because she is in it. This is a woman who has not had it easy. This is a woman who has done her work. She has done the light work. She is a living miracle. She is you. All right, I'm not going to read all the way to the end because I want you guys to read the end, but that hit on today's topic at hand. Talking about presence. I mean, don't you want to be that woman? Don't you know how much it takes to be that woman? I do. And today we're going to talk about a couple, I wouldn't say shortcuts, but hacks to show up as that woman, whether you feel like her today or not. As somebody that went to school for theater and graduated college and waited tables and nannied in temp job for 5 years before she became an entrepreneur, I look back at my career and I'm like, how did I end up in rooms like the CEO of Robert Half or the top executives of marketing at Nike or commanding multi-six-figure contracts within my agency? I really look back on my career and I'm like, I think it's because whether it was conscious or unconscious at the time, I knew how to show up and take up space. I practiced it. It was something that I obviously grew over time to become more and more confident in. But I realized early on in my career that presence is a superpower. And it's not about being the loudest person in the room at all. It's about being the most energetically aligned, the person who is fully in their body, someone who is fully in their truth, someone who is fully in the moment. That right there, that's the person that no one can ignore. Okay, so let's just start by breaking this down because presence does not start in the mind. It starts in the body. And we all know that when we're in our heads, which is our worst enemy for most of us, we're not here. We're not present. We're thinking about something else. We're future tripping. We're diving into the past. We're surrendering to our ego that is trying to keep us safe and protected versus being fully available to what is here in the moment. This is about practicing dropping into your body by planting your feet on the ground. I often literally visualize roots of like trees that look like roots coming out of the bottom of my feet down into the earth, feeling them going all the way down, down, down into the center of the earth, wrapping tightly around the earth's core, charging it up with some color of light and visualizing all of that light and all of that energy coming back into my feet through my whole body. Practice that whenever you're nervous or whenever you're about to walk into a room, as it takes just a couple of minutes. Soften your jaw, like do it right now. Is your jaw tight? Are you rigid in your face? Like move around your jaw. I'm gonna do it right now too, okay? Just loosen that jaw. And actually you'll probably most likely feel your entire body relax. And then focus on your breath, just slowing your breath down. Whenever I'm nervous, whenever I'm about to walk into an event or a big room of people that I don't know, or I'm even about to get on a Zoom call and have dozens, if not hundreds of people, sometimes thousands of people looking at me, I practice breathing. I do box breath, which is 4 seconds breathing in, holding for 4 seconds, breathing out for 4 seconds, holding it again at the bottom for 4 seconds, breathing in and repeat. I do this actually when I'm at dinner with my husband, if he's pissing me off or I'm in a meeting and I'm getting anxiety. Breath is our power source. And I cannot encourage you enough to come back to this. It gets us into our bodies, out of our minds, into our hearts, actually. Because confidence in our presence doesn't ever come from knowing what to say. It comes from being embodied enough at times, most of the time, actually, to not need to say anything. That's the magic of presence. Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki-infused, and third-party lab-tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. Now, I don't want you to forget about the power of posture, all right? Shoulders back, chin lifted, spine tall like a tree. I actually want you to do this right now. Stand up straight, take your hand, put it at the top of your head at your crown chakra, and then imagine that you are pulling a string all the way up to the sky and just watch your spine elongate, right? That's your natural posture. Posture tells the world how much space you're willing to take up, how much you trust you belong there. Because if you're slouching, you're apologizing with your body. When you stand tall, shoulders back, chin up, proud, heart open, you're declaring the energetics of worth, okay? Told you I'm going to give you some shortcuts today. Now, another one is eye contact. Truly, eye contact is a soul portal. And most people either overdo it, to be honest, or they avoid it completely. You ever meet people when you're like in the middle of conversation and they avert their eyes like up to the right or the left and how awkward it is? Like they can't hold the connection because clearly there's something inside of them that feels unstable, or they're gazing at you for too long and it feels a little bit of a power play and it feels like a violation actually. So this is about finding that sacred middle where you hold someone's gaze long enough to connect and then soften and then blink and breathe and let it all land. Eye contact says that I see you. I'm here and I am not hiding. So this is about becoming radically self-aware of how you meet people's gaze and how you let people meet yours. And that invokes presence and power without you needing to do, say, or even stand in any particular way. Now, I cannot not talk about the energy of a smile. Honestly, you guys, I'm very conscious of when I smile. I know that my smile is a tactic. It's a tool. It's a strategy to dismantle people, to warm people up, to make someone else smile and loosen up. Your smile is the most disarming tool you have in your body. And so use it with intention. A soft smile, not needing to perform. Right? It's when we really genuinely smile, it signifies so much safety and warmth and pure presence. And back to what I wrote about in my book, a woman in her power who knows the frequency that she is radiating and wielding with love, that is an unforgettable woman. Now, let's talk about energy. So before you even open your mouth, before you even smile or look at someone in the eye or shake someone's hand, your energy is walking into the room. So one thing I actually love to do before I walk into a space, like just barge right in, is I actually pause at the door, take it in, allow myself to feel the energy that's available and that's there, because I'm a very energetically sensitive person and I know you are too. And then I get to move with sovereignty from a grounded place versus a leaky place or an unstable place or a place that is pretending to feel like I understand what's happening in the room. No, I have to self-regulate, even if it just takes a quick second to get myself centered. with not only my breath, but with my protection, with my truth, and remembering that I am there to be seen, to connect. And I don't have to pretend to do that. I don't have to please anyone to do that. I can just be myself. And this is the invitation for you. And I can't not talk about style. I'll actually leave the link to the interview that I did with my stylist, Tali Kogan, who has been my stylist for 8 years. And she is really the master on clothing and fashion and all of the things that we put on our bodies. But I just want to remind you here today that your clothes are not simply decoration. They're declarations. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Your clothes are not decorations. They are declarations of your own value, your own sense of self, your own beauty, your own expression, your own identity that you get to design, because our outfits send a message, right? We're telling a story with what we wear. I actually have a whole chapter in my other book, B, about personal brand style and how, whether it's scent, a perfume, a color lipstick we always wear, a certain pair of eyeglasses, a signature piece of jewelry, a fabric, a color, it's all telling a story of your essence and what you want to be remembered by. Talk about power and sovereignty. Your style can broadcast your soul. And I know that might sound grandiose, but it's so true. And so I just want to invite you to remember that presence is not about chasing the spotlight. No, because you are the spotlight. You are the light. You are the freaking light. And so the more you own your body, your energy, your style, your presence, and the more you do the work and become integrated, healed, and whole, the more the world will rise to meet the real you. And that version of you, sister, will always be the most magnetic woman in the room. All right. I love you all so much. Go unlock some fucking presence, all right? Make that your mission, because it's a gift to yourself and most of all the world. And we deserve you in your full radiance, brilliance, luminosity, sunniness, richness, and light. I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.